Welcome, everybody. We have a lot of excitement in the air. Today, Tuesday, January 26, 2010. So we have an 8-day, which is the flow of infinity. So this is definitely a good day for all of us to be connecting and connecting with that beautiful flow of the infinite. And I forgot to ask about Yogi Bhajan sightings, but I have had a Yogi Bhajan sighting, and he is here with us and does have a message for us today, and it is about the flow of infinity. But before we get into that, before we let him speak, we're going to go ahead and check in a little bit about the astrological energies that are moving through us and coming onto the planet. Which also reminds me, and we were talking about opening a portal a minute ago. Yes, last night in my meditation, I had a most powerful meditation, and it felt as if I was on a journey. And I did feel in the meditation that I was holding the space, as everybody here on the call does, but I had such a powerful experience of helping to open and hold open that portal between the center of the Milky Way galaxy coming onto the Earth. And it was almost as if I was being pulled up into this channel, and it could be called a channel of love or a channel of light. And I was going through it, and as I was going through the denser layers, what I was experiencing was kind of like these chunks of, like, almost like they were rocks, like dense chunks of lava rocks is what it felt like. And as I just kept going up through the light, higher and higher, these chunks of rocks were really very dense thought forms of negativity that were being released from the planet. And I kept going up and up, and as I went up, they kept breaking up and breaking up and breaking up. So at first, the journey literally felt very rocky and difficult, but as I kept going up, it kept getting lighter and lighter until finally I started to be pulled into a greater and greater and stronger momentum, and then I really started feeling as if I was on a ride to the galactic center, and at first it felt difficult, and then it started becoming faster and speeding up, and as that happened, the energy started opening up, so I started feeling the higher frequencies, which just felt like mana from heaven. They started feeling very sweet. And then the energy shifted to almost like gentle rain or a softness, like I was just, then I started floating through the clouds, and I became lighter and lighter and lighter until I started really reaching into the center of the Milky Way galaxy. And at that point, time and space were totally suspended, and I felt almost as if I was in this amniotic state, like I was back in the womb. And I went back into the womb of creation where time and space and everything was suspended. And I was floating in that space, and I felt that what I was doing at that moment when I was floating in that amniotic fluid of creation, that was the space we're all going to. And out of that space, we're bringing forth this new way of being onto the planet, the Aquarian Age and all that we've been talking about. But it was so lovely and so gentle. It was just being held in the arms of love of the Creator. And then I just felt as if I was just floating back onto the earth, and then I came out of the meditation. So it was very beautiful. So yes, maybe we did all open up a portal. We have been opening up this portal. So I do feel these new energies streaming through. Okay, that was my opening the portal meditation. Let's talk a minute about the astrological energies that these frequencies that we're being bombarded with, so we know what we're working with when we meditate. We know what we're tuning to, what we're walking with on the planet, what the galactic sphere is sending us. Okay, so what we have coming up and the energies that are building astrologically, we're working up to a full moon in Leo, which will be this weekend, exactly January 30th at 1:18 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So those are the frequencies that are starting to come through. And this moon, this full moon in Leo, is opposing the Sun in Aquarius and aligned with Mars, and it's at its closest point to the Earth. So let's talk about that for a minute. Well, Mars is the planet of desire, that which moves us forward, and it can also be the god of war, or we can move it forward into being warriors for peace. But this is a time when a lot of darkness is being pushed up. So it's especially time to be aware of us and our meditations transforming that animal self, the power of the animal self, into the connection with the divine. Again, with that aid, that infinity, moving the finite into the affinity, into the infinity, and being aware that people could be feeling very raw and kind of animalistic this weekend. So that's one side of the energies we're working with. But the other side of the full moon in Leo is that it's a time, Leo's obviously the sun, so it's a time to get connected with what I was just talking about, that portal, the central sun, which is the center of the Milky Way galaxy. So this is really a time to feel those higher frequencies streaming into you and opening up that portal, which is what I was just talking about. I was experiencing in my meditation. So this light of the sun, this higher frequency, is coming through to literally burn up these denser vibrations in the lower atmosphere, almost a spaceship, as if it's a spaceship entering the atmosphere, and these denser thought forms can be burned up. So it's an opportunity to really hold those high frequencies. And you are power. Everyone is powerful enough, using their power of their light, like Tesh Preet was talking about with her singing, to literally burn up these denser thought forms that are being pushed into the atmosphere, these rocks of negativity, to be released so that there's more and more light coming onto the planet. Also, we have a Saturn-Pluto square right now. And what this represents astrologically is a collective journey into the underworld. In other words, as if I was saying, it feels that we're going into the darkest night of the soul. And it's Pluto's realm. It can feel like a death, and it is a death of these lower frequencies. Sounds like somebody needs to star 6. We have a little bit of noise in the background, so go ahead if you haven't already done that. Thank you. So this Pluto's terrain represents being caught between the old ways and the new possibilities. And people could experience a sense of alienation. So it's a time to get reconnected with our visions and our dreams of what we are actually bringing into the collective consciousness. And that's what we're all anchoring in, the experience and the visions of dreams of what we're bringing into the collective consciousness. We're stripping down to the essentials and letting go of what's been familiar and moving into the higher frequencies. So Pluto's taking away these sense of vibrations. So watch for that. So as we move into these planetary shifts, we're moving into the fact that these planetary shifts are serving a higher purpose. And the higher purpose is to restructure our way of life, to regenerate. And that's the upside of Pluto. It's regenerative. So whatever it takes us to get there, it could be, for some people, drastic changes like we saw in some of the events in Haiti recently, or for you, it just could be gentle tweaking. So be aware of that, if something needs to be tweaked or totally changed. And the key words are being flexible. So that's what we're working with astrologically at this time. So we're going to go ahead and, as I said, we've had a Yogi Bhajan sighting. And we're going to let him talk to us now. He is very excited to connect with everyone, so I hear him now. Welcome, sir, and he's saying thank you, welcome. And this is what I hear, Yogi Bhajan, I hear him just greeting us with his love, with his heart. I greet you with my heart, with my love. Sat Nam, everybody. Everybody, every person in a body. What I want to talk to you about today is the law of infinity, and I want you to remember that everything comes from the infinite, and you are bringing that through with every thought and every breath. I've given you many teachings, and I want you to know that the law of infinity brings all the words of wisdom I have offered you together. And it also brings all the worlds together. And that's what's happening right now with planet Earth, which I visited briefly, that the law of infinity is aligning all the worlds, the galaxies of the creation, the stars above, are being aligned so that you can receive the power of the infinite and bring it onto the Earth for everybody to share. The beautiful teachings of the basic three aspects of the mind that I've given you, the negative, the positive, and the neutral, lead you directly into the law of infinity. When you are in your neutral mind, keep going, and move into your heart, and let your heart be in rhythm with the galaxies. Keep going. Don't stop at neutral mind, but know that neutral mind gives you the space to open up to all that is, all that you're moving towards, the unity, the galactic unity that brings forth the harmony and the beauty. And what I'm asking you to do now is to literally eat the negativity circling around the planet. You have that power to do that. We here in the infinite realm are sending light in vast quantities. However, it's up to you to open your mouth and gobble it up. So you, as you gobble up the light, literally the thought forms of darkness are being exploded and released. And this is up to you to open your mouth and literally suck that in like food. And the mouth that I'm talking about is that part of you that lives with me, your light, your soul, your spirit. Not even half of you is in your body. Your light of your infinite self waxes and wanes. Sometimes you're flowing other places that you're needed. So you may notice that sometimes your body, your physical body, needs more rest or needs more sleep. And that's okay. Right now, we here in infinity need you to gobble up that darkness, to open your mouth, to receive this burst of light we're sending through. It's being cleansed. The planet's being cleansed. You're being cleansed. And you can transmute it very quickly as we are working together. As an example, take the newspaper and read the bad news and then add your infinite thought form to it. You can hold all that appears as darkness to you and send it to the infinite. This is your power. Remember your power. Infinity is the only thing that takes care of it, the darkness. There's no other way out. People can scheme and dream. There is only one way out, one way through to expand into the infinite and to explode the darkness. Yes, break it up into little pieces. Explode it like an explosion. Lower density to higher frequency. That's what's happening right now. And that's what's needed. You can do this and you are trained to do this. And I and others are working with you, are walking with you, are breathing with you, are bringing you into your power. This is the moment that you can fully feel your power. This is the moment in time that has not happened forever on planet Earth. So with each breath you can do this, with each thought you can do this. The shift that is occurring in this world is like a nuclear explosion. It is a shift from the belief in the finite to knowing where reality really is, where reality lies, only in the infinite. All you see on Earth came from somewhere else than Earth first, so it is a matter of getting the priorities straight. Then you can go straight to God, if that's what you want to call it. I say you only want to come home to your soul, and you are then a guiding light for others. Today you can feel the breakup of the finite attachments. Whatever you believed in that does not have an infinite position also will fall away in the coming time. Let me say that again. Whatever anyone on the planet has believed in that does not also have an infinite position will fall away in the coming times. So if you attach yourself to the infinite, you will have a great ride into the future. There we will meet and greet and take this planet to her rightful home, spinning with the galaxies and the stars. To the Creator, the galaxy is his baby and he is rocking the cradle. So when you are in the infinite rhythm, you are being held in the Creator's arms. Otherwise, you will fall out of the cradle and break your skull. See? Watch around you. See who's being rocked gently by the infinite and who's meeting with falls. The Nam will rock you, and we will vibrate with you when you chant. So let's hear it now, your Rama Dasas that we wait for every week. We're all one, and we're waiting, and I'm happy that you are here answering the call of the infinite. Wahe Guru. All right. That's the end of Yogi Bhajan's message, verbal message for today. And he wants us to write, go right ahead into the Rama Dasas. So go ahead, and let's take a few breaths. Breathe that into your body, come into your body. Get ready for the meditation, and then we'll all talk together. you? Let the healing energy go out to all the planets, up to the center of the Milky Way galaxy and back down. And then bring it back into your own heart, putting your hands on your own heart and sending it down to your feet into Mother Earth, and then letting that energy come back up from your feet into your heart so you're feeling that pulsating heartbeat connecting with you and Mother Earth. Inhale and exhale. Good. And breathe and let it go. Let it go. Let it go.